Today is Tuesday, April 24th, and you're listening to the Buffering Podcast. My name is Dan Whalen. With me, as always, is Adam Erdman, and we're coming to you from the Frank Oz Memorial Studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota. How's it going, Adam?
Good. How are you, Dan?
Good. I'm really happy that this intro worked, but I feel like I want to rush it in order to get to, like...
Yeah.
I wanted to stick our names further up the totem pole to the point of, it's like, hey, here's the name of the show, here's who's on the show, and here's the less important stuff of where they are.
Right.
So, I bumped us up, but then it's just kind of like, okay, well, now I want Adam to come in, but I didn't want to, you know, break up the...
Okay, well,
I don't know. The lead-in, just so it's out of the way and done.
I miss saying hello after you say my name. That's what I'm going to say.
So, next week we will... change it back or rearrange it, or if you, we could almost like make it a Mad Lib.
We'll do a rewrite. We'll put hours and hours into this.
Yes,
and it'll be Shakespeare quality next week.
Weeks surely. Of research.
Yes.
But we want to thank everybody for listening, however you found us. And we before we bring our guests on, there are a few ways that we want to have you interact with Buffering. Like how you can visit our website at bufferingpodcast.com, where you can find all of our episodes, photos, and some bonus tracks, including mic checks and, you know, bonus games we play after the show. You can find us on iTunes by searching for Buffering, by searching for my name, by searching for Adam's name, or by searching for any of our guests' names, past or present. You can find us on Twitter by going by looking up Buffer Podcast, because Buffering didn't fit. Where you will find out more updates about our episodes, bonus tracks, photos, etc., etc. You can find us on Foursquare by coming to the Frank Oz Memorial Studio and checking in. We now have our fancy wall cling that doesn't have a window to cling to, so now it's framed. And I've set up a bonus so far for that, so that's fun. You can also find us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/Frank Oz Memorial Studio.
And you can now hear Buffering while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. On-demand news, talk, and more on your mobile phone. The latest episode is always available for you. No syncing needed and no memory or storage wasted. Available on your iPhone, iPad, Android phones, and beyond. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio. The smarter way to listen to radio.
That's right. And with us today on our 31st episode, since we've just passed the big 3-0,
woo,
we have two returning guests. We have Emily Dice and Andrew Nelson. How's it going, guys?
Hello, it's going well. Not talking. That was weird.
Hello.
Sorry, I'm a bit raspy.
Hey, brother.
So, are you enjoying the headphones? Just to bring those into it,
absolutely.
Since now we can all hear, and hopefully no one drifts off to the point where you can't really hear them that well anymore.
Actually, even with you, you can still
hear. I know. I bought myself a nice microphone.
It's the fancy pants condenser mic. Yeah.
So pretty. No, I like the headphones. I can hear you guys fantastically. Again, not so much myself.
It is weird because you're getting yourself at the same time that you're talking. So,
yep.
Like, did you guys hear about that gun they created in either China or Japan to get people to stop talking loudly on their cell phones, where it would record what they're saying and play it back to them like a half second later, and it'd throw them into dissonance and confuse them?
That's cool.
No, but that sounds like fun.
I want one of those.
Like, it looked like the end of a megaphone, essentially, the size of this thing, so it's not like, it's not discreet. It's just kind of like, fuck you, stop doing that.
Yeah, exactly. Now, what I heard was, to get people to stop talking on their phones, I heard gun. But then you you brought it around to a completely different product.
Other than a gun.
Yeah.
No, I went the same place exactly. Yeah. Gun. Oh, excellent.
I was thinking, is this a military weapon?
Yeah. Hmm.
No, whatever happened to the idea of just the cell phone booths, where you can just go and like have a nice little booth to have a conversation? I kind of like that idea. You don't have to be a dick about it and just feedback all, you know. What if that's an important conversation, you know?
It's it's the people who are loud in places that are supposed to be quiet. Like if somebody's in a library.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, those people are
sense.
Dicks.
Like that was the hypothetical thing that they showed when they showed off the product for the first time. It showed this woman getting a phone call in a library and she's just yakking away and everyone's just like, what the fuck is wrong with this woman? And so finally this one guy pulls... this weird microphone speaker combination out of his bag and just aims it at her. And it shot her conversation back to her. And she's just like got really confused and looked around for a second and realized that she was being a dick.
Total dick.
Just about, yeah. Yeah.
What a realization, though.
I like that. It also reminds me of the comedy sketch from... As Emily adjusts her mic.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I just need it a little closer.
It's cool. Of the comedy sketch, I forget what it was from, but like, it's got TV in the title. It was on Comedy Central for a while, but it's this guy who's got this big-ass cell phone, like huge, like bigger than the 90s cell phones, and he's just yelling his conversation. He'll go into like a library or a park or something like that and just go, "Hello! Yes, I'm in the library!" And of course, it's funnier because he's got a British accent, but yeah.
I'm in the library!
Was that... Who was that? That was...
Sort of a larger guy, dark hair. I don't know. There's a skateboarder outside,
though. I heard a skateboard, and I had an involuntary reaction.
It could be a longboard, guys.
Oh, no.
This is Uptown.
No.
Yeah, the
those
beats
wheels
are
too
close.
Hard. Those wheels were way too hard. Those definitely is regular skateboard.
Yeah, I agree.
See, I was going to go with the pacing of the sound of the sidewalk versus their wheels. I feel like it'd be further apart because it's long.
Well, you know, you don't hear that kind of rattle in a longboard. Those are definitely skateboard bearings.
Yeah.
I'm an expert on this field.
I was going to say,
and Emily,
you must know.
You went to Luther. There are like a bajillion people on longboards every day at Luther.
True.
And those are, you know, they're quiet.
But did you have the perforated sidewalks everywhere?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yes, we did. But they were a bit longer, I feel like. I don't know. I will familiarize myself when I go back on Friday.
So you are going?
Oh, cool.
I am going on Friday. I will return Saturday morning. I'm going to go see Dr. Tim Peter and Dr. Sandra Peter conduct their last combined Aurora and Norseman concert at Luther College because Dr. Tim Peter has accepted a position at Stetson University in Florida. And I have sung under both of the doctors, Peter, and they are a fantastic married duo who do the choirs at Luther, and they're absolutely fantastic. And I love Dr. Peter, so I'm going to see him conduct a concert for the last time.
I think, Andrew, you and I had the same reaction when she said married duo.
Yep.
Did you get the Will Ferrell, what's her name, Molly Shannon? No, was it Molly Shannon? Yeah, it was Molly Shannon on keyboards on SNL.
Yep.
Yeah, that when I heard Mary Duo, I went for very cheesy.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, no, I mean they're cheesy, but they're sweet and freaking awesome.
No, I totally.
There's just
something about the phrase Mary Duo.
Yes, there's a lot of sketches that revolve around that. I had one come to mind, the Tim and Eric one, where it's like.
Oh, yeah.
The only married news team in the metro area. It's the funniest thing. They're just at the news desk, just like holding hands, just being really, really married.
Amelia Santanello and Frank Vassalero are married. They're totally not like that on air. WCCO, Channel 4.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yes. I found that out less than a year ago.
They are. And in fact... Her wedding dress and wedding photo is on exhibit at the Mall of America because all of our newscasters are currently, all of their wedding dresses are on show at Mall of America as you go into the Princess Diana exhibit.
Oh.
Because her wedding dress is on display.
Okay.
And then you can go get married in the Mall of America.
Do, 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 do.
That'd be sad.
A little bit.
Do you have news today?
I have a little bit of news today. It's kind of all over the place. Okay, well, here's something that I think is just interesting to bring up, but I don't think will spawn a lot of conversation. But Hulu has changed their deal with advertisers, where now the advertisers will not get paid if you skip the rest of the commercial. They will only get paid if the viewer watches the entire commercial.
Uh-oh.
Who's going to do that? Unless it's like a movie trailer and you really want to see that movie.
Yeah, realistically, I don't need to know that I need to buy Swiffer. I just need to remember when I go to the store.
And even then, even if it is a movie trailer that you really like, you will have seen it like 5 times before Hulu does.
I've done it. Like the Tim Burton film, I saw that trailer through an advertisement because... And I started watching it. Yes, the new Tim Burton with...
Johnny Depp, Dark Shadows.
Dark Shadows. Thank you. But I saw that and I thought, ooh, this looks interesting. And I kept watching it all the way through because freaking love Johnny Depp.
Was that the first time that you saw it?
Yes, it was.
Well, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about after you've seen it.
Would you continue to watch it repeatedly
all the way through?
I can tell you no.
I love trailers. I love trailers. I could sit and just be at a trailer festival.
Could you watch the same trailer over and over again?
It depends on how much I enjoyed the trailer.
You know, most of those ads aren't even trailers, too. You got to keep in mind. And
household products. That's why I brought up Swiffer.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the only time I ever actually watch an ad, either be on YouTube or Hulu or whatever, is if, like, I'm waiting for a video to load, and then I'm, like, also multitasking. So,
right.
Like, it's, like, accidental.
It's more so you hear it more than anything else because you're either, you know, not working on your computer or you have another window open or something.
Or good sometimes point. You don't realize that the you can skip this ad now button has come up and you have watched 3 ads.
Yep.
That's happened.
Oh, man.
It's very irritating.
But
But your case is like it's more convenient to just let it play than to move the mouse and click the button.
I need that 23 seconds to get my cat off my dresser. And then like...
Love it.
And then by the time I'm done, it starts. And it's like, okay, perfect.
Hey, that worked out great.
You know, I doubt these figures a little bit. But according to Ad Age, Hulu's current ad completion rate is at 96%.
Wow.
They're saying that somebody... these advertisers have to get to 100% to get paid. If they get 99% and somebody clicks at the last second, you could take away their money. Which kind of puts us in two different lights. There's actually something really fun that you can talk about on this would be...
Are you taking away Hulu's money?
No, you're taking away the advertiser... The
I don't understand. Why would the advertisers get paid? Isn't the advertising company paying
the one who
Hulu
is paying for ad space? Yeah.
Exactly.
No, they're not. I think they're not paying if they don't if they
yeah
if you cut doesn't watch the whole thing.
Yeah, it's they're being charged.
Advertisers are not paying Hulu.
Yes,
if they don't watch the whole thing.
That was confusing because the way you left it to me was that the advertisers were paying
out.
Yeah, which they're not.
No, it's based on these people only will get charged if people actually watch it.
Okay. Mm. So Hulu will get charged if people actually watch it. Or no?
Yeah. No. You have it right. They will be invoiced by the company who bought the ad space. No.
They will be invoiced only
that makes sense to me.
The ad company if they don't make it through it.
See, I feel so stupid because I should understand this, but it's...
It shouldn't be this complicated.
It shouldn't be this complicated. I'm just not paying attention to it right. It's the company that is buying this ad space... has to pay Hulu money if somebody watches their advertisement all the way through.
That's
and
what I
thought.
If
someone doesn't, then they don't. Exactly. Yes, I understand this. Why would Hulu do that?
Probably to draw in more advertisers, because anytime I've ever watched Hulu, it's been like one of 3 or 4 companies.
Yes. Yes, it has
it's
been.
It's very, very consistent. I think they're trying to draw in... other companies that will, you know, sign up for this contract of this many.
Downy Detergent watched so many of those. Pick your experience. You either have the cute teenage kid, the mom who has like 14 children, or you have the old man who still wants to be a rocker, but it's kind of a midlife crisis thing.
Huh.
My favorite thing on Hulu is what they always do when there's an ad in the upper right-hand corner. It's they say, is this ad relevant to you?
Yes. And then you click no, and then you get shit.
Mm.
Though I had fun with Facebook ads for a while, because whenever those things would come up on the side, you can click on the little X. Like, if you hover over it, you can click on the X and get rid of it. Mm-hmm. And it says, why are you getting rid of this ad? And I always say, it, like, offends my beliefs. Regardless, whatever it is. Lion King offends my beliefs. Happy Children offends my beliefs.
Are you kidding me?
You can select that every time, and it doesn't...
Why would you do it for The Lion King, though? You didn't really, did you?
I think I just, like, got rid of that one politely, because I just purchased the Blu-ray for it.
I was going to say, mister.
It's just one that I know has come up, and so it's just, like, I was probably tempted, or I was going to say it's, like, sexually explicit or something. Ugh. God damn you, Lion King.
Can you feel...
That movie makes me feel dirty. I don't want to see those advertisements.
Oh, dear.
I love
Facebook ads are just so intrusive to begin with. It's like they're just skimming your profile and being like, oh, you like skateboarding. Oh, let's throw these ads for this. And like, it almost is like, I don't even trust, like, how often do I click an ad for something?
Never. It happens on accident, actually. Yep. I'm just like, F! Yep. I totally did not mean to go there.
I like the advertisements for Facebook games that are like, the most addicting Facebook game ever. And how is that a good thing? Yeah. I'm sorry. How does that make me want to play your game? Am I going to be so consumed by this game that I'm not going to have a life anymore because I'm playing some stupid-ass Facebook game?
That's what happens with people who play Skyrim.
But Skyrim is fun.
I just had to tease you because of your experience.
Skyrim, you know, Fusroda.
Kind of changing topics ever so slightly. It's the creation of all these Facebook groups that already are represented elsewhere. Like, I was invited by someone to, like, a business contact extension of Facebook rather than, you know, like, LinkedIn. Mm. Or there was that school one.
Yeah,
that
no,
went
that
around
was awful
and unnecessary, and that was crap too.
You invited me to that, and I was just like, okay, I'll
I wanted
accept.
To see what it was,
and then I got in, and I was like, totally regret deleting this thing as fast as I possibly can.
At least that was easy to find.
Well, yeah, you found it for me. So
yeah,
thanks.
So,
did we cover that? Like. Did that go through that Instagram was bought by Facebook?
Mm-hmm. Mm, heard about that. Actually.
I have not heard about that.
Or is that still in the works?
Instagram.
No, it's done. It's they paid $1 billion.
What's Instagram?
It's a camera app that is has been recently made available for Android.
Oh, hells yes.
And it has its own posting site, so you can follow other people on Instagram. And it has all those antique-y looking photos.
Oh, is that like... Is that that?
No, that's hipster. That
Is hipster available to us?
I have no idea.
That's what it's called. The hipster effect.
It's all postcard designs. Like, there are a bunch of different ways that the text is overlaid.
What hipster. Is it called? Postcard something?
Instagram.
Oh, Instagram.
Postcard something? Postcard Junction.
That'd be a good name for a gift shop.
It's on the main screen for the
Instagram
App Store.
Instagram for Android?
Instagram?
Oh,
yes.
Dude, totally just got it. Hello, free app.
Yeah, just another account for you to try to remember the password for.
No, I know them all. I'm classy like that.
Yeah, I think we just kind of lightly passed over that before because, I mean, there's the social aspect of sharing photos, but there wasn't like a streaming something other that you could pick up with it.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know,
I think it still falls loosely within our territory because it is media and it is.
There's some good stuff out there.
Yes, quality.
Another kind of weird merger I saw this week was Allstate and Esurance. And they had this commercial. It was like, the commercial was like a Facebook thing. And then, like, guess that. Allstate and Esurance are in a relationship now, and it's getting serious. And I'm like, this is a very strange tactic in advertising that I've not seen.
Oh, they're just trying to be cool.
Yeah, and I don't come across an insurance company that where I'm like, oh man, that is a cool insurance company. Like,
those two insurance companies are banging. I want to go with them.
Hipster camera. Is it just hipster?
Yes. Ooh. My icon is a giant H.
Yeah.
Okay, there it is.
Yay! I'm so excited!
As everyone plays around with their phones.
Relax. I don't have a smartphone.
We are doing what your
will.
Show is all about.
So, yeah.
But this isn't streaming professional media. This is creating social networking accounts.
While Emily True. Goes and takes pictures of railroad tracks and
actually trees. I took a lot of pictures of trees today. I was at the Arboretum, bitches.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but yours probably was like legitimate pictures, not
mine,
you know,
was
like
freaking gorgeous.
One branch in the photo.
You know, it was, but it was a branch laden with beautiful flowers.
Hipster.
Did the branch have mutton chops?
Was it holding a PBR?
Did it have a knit
Sadly,
beanie?
No.
I'd like to make a beanie for a tree. That'd be some good installation art.
I've actually seen some installation art that people have done in urban areas where they would knit like just a sheet and then wrap it around like
tree?
A telephone pole or a street light post.
I might have seen those. But
yeah.
That
looks pretty
so
neat.
Cool.
Yeah.
I think that's so awesome.
And they would actually go so far as to, like, if there was a fork, they would make a little wraparound for the fork, too. It was cool. But, yeah.
Yeah. The other thing that I was going to talk about lightly, because it's all still primarily in development, is there are a lot of ways to access live TV online at this point for not too much money.
Speaking of which, if you're not watching The Legend of Korra, you should be. Please continue.
It was worth it?
Yes.
Because, I mean, I saw the free episode that was available that I think probably still available on iTunes.
Yeah.
But I know the other one was that Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday
night.
It was Saturday morning.
I still haven't
morning.
Seen
it. Yeah. That threw me because Katie and I were actually going to watch it. We were going to watch it Saturday night and then, like, We're flipping through the TV channels, and I'm like, well, I'm pretty sure this is Nickelodeon. and then
you found out.
Because we were going through, like, all 100 channels on the digital signal and, like, trying to figure out which Nickelodeon channel it was. And then we're like, oh, 10 a.m. Well, crap. Ew. And then we just watched it online anyway, because it's all on Nick.com.
Yeah.
Hooray.
Okay, so one thing that I was going to reference is something that I've picked up recently for my iPad. I'm not sure if it's available for Android yet, but it's, I just forgot what the name of the app was because it is TV Premium English, which sounds like a very weird name for an app, but it provides you with free British TV.
Huh.
Like a handful of channels from the UK.
It sounds like some Eastern European guy developed this app. What's it called again?
TV Premium English.
Come and watch the TV Premium English. Oh, download the app from your store.
But from the basement.
But if you pay $1, you get this app. And I just watched Back to the Future 2. Because they were playing it on one of their channels. So it's just like, okay, yes, I'll watch this.
Hold on, in English?
Interesting.
Yes, you know, BBC.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
what am I thinking?
Britain. The people who speak also English. Speak English.
Yes. You know, do the BBC.
You did that convincing impression, and I'm all of a sudden thinking of an Eastern European subsidiary.
Is this in Bulgarian?
Yeah.
Yeah. They also offer a number of, or they claim that they offer a number of channels from the USA, including Comedy Central and Disney XD and a couple other ones. But they just bring
Television
up...
Television Premium English.
But instead, it brings up
Hooray.
A teaser video for an online streaming site called FutuBox. FutuBox. And I'm confirming this right now. FutuBox. I think
my take was I'm kind of still thinking about this is going the opposite direction. I found a converter where you can figure you can transfer your over the air cable.
Oh yes, it's a USB port.
Yep.
Yes,
mm-hmm. Really little thing, just nice and simple, so I can watch all my dumb DTV channels, because I don't have cable, but...
Yeah, I'm tempted to replace the crappy DTV antenna I have for something that's a little bit stronger, because I'm in a brick building. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I've confirmed it. It's futubox.com, and it's a British service where you get, I think, like 70 channels.
Futubox?
FUTUBOX.com.
Futubox!
And it online television.
It's Japanese.
And
Futubox!
They have channels like Animal Planet, Fox, Discovery, FX, MTV, National Geographic Wild, Cinemax, TMC, HBO HD. Holy crap, I'm actually going to invest in this if it has HBO.
For Game of Thrones.
Pshaw. Among other things.
Yeah, True Blood.
I don't know why I said pshaw.
Pshaw. But they charge on a couple different options. They have a monthly package, a quarterly package, a semi-annual package, and a yearly package for different price points. But they're all in pounds. So I don't know what these are actually worth. But hypothetically...
More.
And it's slightly more than $69.95 for the yearly, whatever $69.95 is in pounds.
It'd be like $140.
What is this for again?
This is for paying for TV online instead of actually getting like a cable box or something like that.
Oh.
If you have the capability to stream from your computer to a device, then it works for that. And this Future Box thing also has
Futubox!
Android apps, I believe, already, and they're in the works for an iPhone app.
Yikesay!
But it's just interesting that a couple cable companies are actually signing, providing these channels to the point of we want to get out of the cable game because everyone else is.
Mm.
Like, people are getting rid of cable and dish rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got rid of cable like 7 years ago.
Well, your parents still have
true
something. Cable.
True.
Now, you mentioned Fox. I don't know if any of you happened to...
Last Sunday,
if you saw the 25 Years of Fox special.
No.
On Sunday night. The best way for me to sum it up is it was just Fox backpedaling, going through all the shows that they've canceled and all the shows that they used to have.
Oh, and realizing that they suck for it?
Yeah, and it was hosted by Ryan Seacrest. And he's like, Fox has been so cool throughout all these years. And it's just like...
See, yeah. I just figured it'd be like 95% Simpsons.
They did have a good chunk of, and then they all their animated shows made an appearance. Like, it was supposed to be like a big like dinner thing. So like they had animated Simpsons at a table making jokes and stuff.
Ugh.
So, and Bob from Bob's Burgers was there too. So that was actually
it's Sean Benjamin. Yeah, I love him.
Oh, that show is getting so good. They're in their second season.
The first season is now available on Netflix and streaming.
Oh, yeah.
But, I opted into the iTunes Pass, so I have all the episodes now.
Yep.
But it's so legit.
It's
funny. They have a really great cast. And
oh, absolutely.
Like, ever since I've started listening to podcasts, I've realized, it's like, oh, I now know who Eugene Merman is. I know who Dan Mintz is.
Mm-hmm. Ian Roberts, or wait, no. The guy who does
Still don't know who those
I forget
people.
Who it is. It might be Ian Roberts. I forget, though.
Or do I?
Yeah, they have.
You may have heard them.
Paul F. Tompkins was in the one, and then Kindler, I think, either Andy Kindler or Eddie Pepitone. I get those two confused, but he does the voice of their neighbor. So the guy who runs the crematorium.
Oh, right.
So funny.
I'm trying to think. It's a great show. Check it out. It's on Netflix if you have Netflix.
I love that they're giving the shows to a good comedian like John Benjamin or someone instead of like. Because you remember Alan Gregory, that's Jonah Hill's cartoon. That guy canceled.
The moment and a half that was on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And there was also the Napoleon Dynamite animated show that tanked, and I'm really happy for.
Yeah, I'm glad Bob's Burgers came out on top, because that's actually a good show. Solid talent. That's a good strategy, and I don't know who's controlling it over there at Fox.
But. Kevin Kline. That was the other person I was trying to think of, Mr. Fishoder. The evil villain guy.
It's a good show. I recommend it to all your viewers. And I know they're not viewers, but still.
It's what we got to call them.
Listeners.
People.
What?
Kids listen. At home, as I like to call them.
But the other thing I was going to mention, kind of in the same vein, was, let me confirm it. Okay, there is an app online called Skitter, Skitter, that is available on Roku at this point, that provides Atlanta viewers with CBS, CW, TBN, and two PBS affiliates for $6 a month. So before the you know, this Future Box thing has a lot of what you'd find on cable, Dish, what have you. It's the universal channels, but then this is specifically for Atlanta. So they have, you know, their news team coming on and all of that. It's, you know, the Skitter group is trying to set this up one city at a time, essentially. So they've successfully pulled it off in Atlanta, and they're working on trying to get it in Portland as well as their next stop.
Interesting next stop choice.
And they're thinking that they're going to try to offer this in every major metropolitan area, where it could cost anywhere from like $12 to $15 per month, probably. Mm-hmm. And it would also include NBC, Fox, and ABC. So they're, right now in Atlanta, they only have a couple of the channels, but they're hoping that NBC, Fox, and ABC will opt in, and they'll drive up the price from $6 to like $15.
I like the name of that app too, Skitter.
Skitter.
Mm, that's a solid name.
But they have a screenshot from digitaltrends.com of the Roku app for it. So it's available there if you live in Atlanta, or future speak if you are in Portland.
It's a, that name is a reference from one of my
Portland.
Yeah, one of my favorite shows. Also a sketch and comedy, Mr. Show. They do a sketch where they're afraid that walking on the earth is eroding the earth away. So Bob Odenkirk invents a new kind of walking called skittering, where you walk and, like, it's a good sketch. I don't know. I can't really describe a sketch from a TV show over there. Sorry.
What is skittering like? Is it just like tiny steps, or
it's like walking on the outside of your shoe and then like I'll have to send you a link.
You know, I can actually think of a good reference to this because I've just started introducing The Whitest Kids You Know back into my life,
good.
Which is a show on IFC, which is a bunch of skits and sketches. And it's available on Netflix. And I just started, you know, season one, episode one. Yes, it's available on Netflix.
I did not know that. I bought all the DVDs. What am I going to do now?
You can watch them from the beginning and have probably... You have commentary. You have outtakes. You have fun stuff.
That's true. And
about...
the live... They have a live thing on the extras there. They do live sketches at, like, some sketch show or something. That was pretty funny.
See, that's the trade-off.
Mm-hmm.
Is you have bonus stuff.
Do you think Netflix will ever get to that point where they can get to the, well, here's the commentary, here's the, you know, because that would be so cool.
See, I thought it could just be the production sites, whatever website has produced this, they'd offer it on there, just kind of as a way so that they can get primary advertising for it. Mm. So it's like, hey, you're watching bonus tracks to Reno 911. And so here's a bunch of other Comedy Central shows that are kind of related, and they're hoping that you'll click on that and then, you know, build up the revenue of these shows individually to continue their production.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be sweet, like, if you were just watching, like, say, Star Trek or something, and then all of a sudden, oh, here's, what's his face to do the commentary? I don't know anyone from Star Trek, I'm sorry. You're offended.
Patrick Stewart.
Stewart.
Yeah.
Jonathan Frakes.
Yeah.
See, I went
Will
with
Wheaton.
I went with
LeVar Burton.
I went with William
Michael
Shatner
Dorn.
As my first thought because I wasn't sure which one.
Marina Sirtis.
Will Wheaton?
Will Wheaton.
I got one. Yay.
Will Wheaton.
Yes.
Gates McFadden.
Oh yeah.
Let's see.
So at well, actually, this
Whoopi Goldberg.
That's true. But this is a good time to transition into Movie Bluff.
Yay.
Yes, it is. Now that I've named everyone from Star Trek The Next Generation.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good jumping off point. One thing that we're going to do, we're going to introduce a new rule into this.
A new addition.
Please,
a new...
Adam, take, you know.
Yeah, so basically it's standard buffering, but this is the elimination round. So basically we are playing as normal. You know, someone starts out with a movie or actor and it goes along. But when we get to a point where someone is stumped, they don't yield the point to the person before, they are out and it goes to the next person.
Ooh.
Because you know, every time that you're playing,
yep.
it always stops right in front of you. So you're like, I have one for this.
Oh, I
want to keep
this.
Going.
I know this. Yeah.
And this will enable that.
Yeah. And also, you know, with the bluffing component, if you call someone's bluff, they're out. If the person wasn't
then no
bluffing, then
points.
The one who calls the bluff is out.
All right.
Yeah.
So no points.
And if they were bluffing,
no, it's... Last man or woman standing gets a point.
Mm.
Exactly.
So it'll last a little bit longer, but we can, you know, kind of feel out if we want to change it from 3 points to 2 points or however we want to do it.
Excellent.
Yes, indeed.
Very excited about this.
But now that you've explained it thoroughly, do you want to start?
Sure.
Boom.
Let's a nice softball here. Let's go with we haven't gone down this road for a little while, I think. So let's go with Samuel L. Jackson movie.
Sam Jackson.
I'm trying to think of a good answer that will yield other answers.
Yes, there's a very good one.
Okay.
I just wanted to think to make sure I wasn't thinking of something really obvious that would, you know, jump off in
sure.
a fun direction.
Right on. I'm just going to reach for my big kahuna burger really quick.
Yeah, I know. I'd thought about that, but I wasn't sure at the same time. So I feel like I should just say Star Wars Episode 2.
I'm a little sad, actually, that you picked that.
I figured there are a lot of ways to go with that one still.
Okay. Yes, there are.
I can think of three or four.
So many ways.
All right.
So many ways.
And I'm going to say cast.
Ewan McGregor.
You gotta pick one.
Movie. All right.
Not to interrupt as what I'm about to say kind of contradicts that, but I'd like to see if we can do this like in a fast way. Just kind of that instinct, like just go with your first answer kind of thing.
Okay.
I got a good one.
So it's just following up with that cast movie thing was the only thing I was going to throw on.
So we'll do The Island cast.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
The Island.
Yikes.
I got a couple for that one.
Me too.
Oh,
man.
Oh, my gosh.
That was good movie.
Oh, great who movie. Was that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
MCD.
Because that was a Michael Bay film.
Was it?
It was.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even know he directed that.
I never
saw that one. Oh, no, if you think about it,
it makes sense now.
Oh, wait, now I'm wondering if I'm thinking of a different...
I never saw that one, so I'm going to have to call your bluff.
Okay.
I'm out either way.
So do I name another cast member from that movie now? Or?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll go with Michael Clark Duncan.
Okay, well, I'm out.
Who played one of the guys who... Okay, I'm going to stop going on about that movie because that was a good movie.
Right, so since you said Michael Clark Duncan...
So now I'll do Michael Clark Duncan movie for Dan.
Oh, you're a horrible person.
No, I'm
not.
There you go. No, I'm not.
Because as per Movie Bluff rules, I need to ask for verification of who he played in that film.
Yeah.
He played one of the... people on the island who
is
was
he bald?
Getting he was getting off. Yes, he's bald.
Is he thin?
He is not thin.
Oh no,
he's
it's that, the other guy. Son of a bitch.
He's the big black guy who
big black guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I had totally the wrong one.
He was like you get off the island, and then that was the part when they discover that the island that they're just clones. So Ian McGregor's character comes
I
in and he's
seen
like,
spoiler alert. Okay. I have seen this movie.
I probably should have said spoiler alert.
No.
But then they're like, here, go in the waiting room. And it's like, oh, no, this is the gas chamber.
Oh, him.
Yep. Now you'll know him now.
Oh.
Say the name again.
Michael Clark Duncan. Oh, there's one I got.
Except now I can't see his face in my mind, but I know who he was. Was he like the bounty hunter guy?
Oh! Mm.
Yeah, and you, yeah.
Oh, God. You freaking character actor. God damn it. I can't think of those
characters.
Faces.
Wow. Okay.
They blend into a crowd. So am I allowed to
he
see his face?
He does not blend into a crowd.
No.
He does not blend into a crowd.
No. And I'm looking at IMDb because I'm out of this round.
Yes,
so
I'm
the official judge now. But I will not interfere in the case of a bluff. So
okay, well, I'll just call a bluff as well because I can't think of who this guy fucking is.
Okay. Michael Clark Duncan movie would be Green Mile.
Yep.
No, wait.
Yeah, that's him.
Yep.
Him?
He plays
The guy who
Why
dies
Why was I so
that
convinced
movie?
That was Ving Rhames, even though now thinking about that was definitely not Ving Rhames?
No.
Motherfucker.
Michael Clark Duncan, was he a clone in that one?
No, he was the guy who had the superpower to take out the people's illnesses in that movie, in Green Mile.
Oh, not Green Mile.
In the island.
The island.
Oh, yeah.
So he's just a clone.
He was a clone, yep. That's right.
Freaking A.
There are a lot of good cameos in that.
Oh, God.
Shit.
Well, so I'm out.
So you're
and so
out.
Now you put in Green Mile.
So Green Mile cast. Can we do that?
Yeah. Let's do that. Awesome. Tom Hanks movie.
Oh, thank you. I'll do Toy Story 1 cast.
Tim Allen movie.
Wild Hogs cast.
John Travolta cast.
Okay.
Who else is in it?
Oh. Cast.
I know.
Oh.
I got one.
The Sklar brothers, Randy and Jason Sklar.
They were in that?
They had a small cameo. They are definitely in the IMDb page. I know. I'm a comedian nerd. But that would be mean.
The Sklar brothers.
They just do cameos, so
they,
maybe
yeah,
I'll do a...
Yeah, that would be hard.
No, that's acceptable.
Oh, is it really?
Actually... he'd have to pick one or the other because
they are referenced
on IMDb as the Sklar brothers.
So pick something else.
All right.
Pick a different actor. That would be lovely.
But he locked it in, so you have to choose
one or the other
of them.
We'll do Randy Sklar.
So now you just have to name anything else that the Sklar brothers have been in.
Okay.
I have one.
I think I have one.
Oh, I know. Does it have to be a movie?
No,
it's TV show works too.
Okay, they are on all of the like best of the 90s on VH1 and all that stuff.
Yeah.
They are on all of those.
Sure.
Because I always went, who are these guys? And then I found out that they were the Sklar brothers, and I was like, yeah, VH1, like best of.
So you're
the
going
90s.
Best of the. Okay.
Yeah, that's
best
what
of
I'm
the
gonna
90s.
Do.
All
right.
And you are saying
I don't know what you
cast, or do you want to say movie where it's another Randy Sklar project?
I'll say movie, and I'm just hoping that you come back with something that I can use.
Oh, you should have gone the other way because I have cheap seats.
Oh, that's
that's
mean.
A TV show. Come
that's
on.
Mean.
Is that a show that they were?
There
on?
Were a lot of yes. That's the TV show they hosted on ESPN.
Okay, then can I go with?
I'll. But you know what. You can take that back because I will let you say movie. I mean cast instead of the one before because that was kind of mean. Because
I don't.
That's kind of a dead.
I
think that's a
locked
dead
in.
End.
That's
it's locked
in.
In
though.
It's, yeah,
so,
it's
all right.
Yeah.
Done and dusted.
Right. Well, does any of their like stand up comedy things that they've taped count?
They don't have a special yet.
They have several recordings.
They've been on like the Benson Interruption and stuff.
No,
I'm giving
it's,
you.
No, I mean
cues,
like
but.
Just.
Well, oh, well. That's true.
Ooh, yeah. So that.
You have to be able to say what it's
the
called.
Benson, right. Whatever you just.
No,
the Benson
you gotta be able to.
Please, the Benson, please.
Which actually.
Tease.
It's not on there.
Tease.
This is all.
No,
in
I mean.
My head.
Why. I mean, no, this is movie bluff, right?
it just, is, just but we've included TV shows. But you gotta give some sort of answer.
Yes,
Well, no, it's...
We're down a back alley right now. Yeah. We're trying to...
I'm desperately trying to think of anything that these guys are in that I've seen that I remember them being
no,
in.
No, 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 no. It's cast for Cheap Seats.
Oh. Mm. Cheap Seats.
That's what was locked in.
Mm-hmm. Cheap Seats. I don't even know what that is. That's a TV show?
Mm-hmm. On ESPN.
Yep.
Well, fuck. Then I...
Hold on. There's an easy solution to this.
No, she won't know, though.
Doug Benson?
No, no. Because they're twins.
Yeah, but
come
she
on.
Doesn't know.
I don't know.
They're the Sklar brothers, so okay. Name
that's
is
me.
Kind of...
Yeah.
Randy, Paul?
Oh, close.
Ringo?
Todd? What's his name?
Jason.
Damn it. Never would have guessed Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Well...
Point
I,
to you then,
guess
sir.
I get yeah. A point. Balls. Even though you were right in my wheelhouse of comedians and works that they've done, and I was like, oh, I could have kept going on my own.
That hurt me a little bit.
I'll give you the answer I wanted to give. If you would have somehow known that Jason Sklar was also in Cheap Seats, then I would have said Grey's Anatomy because they're definitely in an episode of that.
Oh my God, this is just.
Interesting.
By the way, it's interesting that you didn't call her shenanigans on I Love the 90s because it's not on his IMDb page.
Oh, that's... Oh, I just rolled
but
with
they're
it.
In it.
So now...
But they're not references actors. They're more like talking heads, if
but
anything.
But they're in it.
But it's not on IMDb.
Yep, our rules are that it has to be an IMDb credit.
But he accepted it, so yeah. It doesn't matter. But he could have called shenanigans.
Oh, dude,
as the
but
fact
they're
that,
totally in that. That's how I knew who they were when you started showing me stuff about them.
Tight.
But we're again, we
80s.
Go by IMDb credits.
Are they?
Not
does it credit
by,
them as anything?
They were in this show.
I Love the 80s. Anything?
Not as actors. As
just as themselves.
I'm looking. Benson Interruption, there was that reference.
Benson Interruption, damn it. I wasn't listening carefully enough to what you said.
You're having too much fun with Instagram.
Is, no, Self, they're not listed on there, though they've listed as Self in terms of any comedy they've done. So no, they did not get credit for that on IMDb.
That is just bizarre.
It's very weird. But Andrew has the first point, and it's going to start with Adam and go to Andrew.
Oh, goody.
Oh.
So excited.
Okay. Well, let's go with something that we haven't done before.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's
drag this out.
Well,
as
I think
much as we can.
A little bit longer.
Possibly.
Of something.
Silvus Platt.
William Shatner.
Ooh.
Movie.
I see where you're going with that.
Yeah,
you could be really nice.
I see
to me
what
right
you're
now.
Trying to do. I see what you're doing here.
Holy crap!
But am don't I, do it. Totally bypass him.
I
go
might
for
just
the chick
throw
flick.
You a curveball. Ooh. Oh my gosh.
You got options.
I do.
Yeah, plenty of options.
I almost want to go back into my wheelhouse.
No, don't do it. Please. I feel like we're not in the same houses.
yes, come into my house.
The house where I know the answers.
Emily.
Somehow I know whatever I
no!
say, whatever I say, Adam's going to be able to get it back.
It's to
well,
me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm thinking in the long run, and it, when it gets by the time it gets back to Adam,
no, I softballed it sufficiently so nice. To you. You can play the field a little bit here, man.
Okay.
No, let's not. Let's just. Be
I like
nice
to play the
way.
Hacky sack rule.
Like, yeah, I mean everybody gets a tap.
Make the lap.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is.
Oh my gosh.
Please.
I have a good one for this.
I have.
You might. I might. I'm
please
honestly.
Please do it. Please. Please.
Please.
I don't know what you're hinting at. I don't watch romantic comedies.
Okay, well just give.
Really?
Give Dennis? Any answer. How about we get an answer so that we can keep this thing moving?
I'm trying
it's
to
dragging
think.
A
you're
little
right.
too long.
I'm going to have to pass. I can't do it. It's too much pressure. I don't know any.
There's nothing that you can think of?
Other than Star Trek? Which, is that an... That's... Oh, yeah, that, TV shows.
Yeah,
oh,
my gosh. It's allowed. It's allowed. Yeah.
Star Trek, original series. Let's do Cass.
Thank you. George Takei.
It's okay to be Takei.
Thank God I know this man. Cast.
See, this was the thing where I was trying to... It's everyone's like, I've given my answer. Oh, wait, cast.
Yeah.
So somebody else in the cast, I will go with Leonard Nimoy, movie.
Ah, and I will say Star Trek, the movie.
There you go.
That was mean. Nice.
That was easy.
Nice. Cast.
I'm trying to, you know, get it around the circle once.
You do realize... It's essentially the same people.
No. Yes, but none of them can be said because they've already been said this round.
It's true.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. No, and wait. Could you give a year to your answer?
Yeah.
That'd be
or
nice.
At least a the series. Old one or the new one, since there are two movies called Star Trek.
Oh, yeah. They both have Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah.
And hey, to be specific,
Do the newer one. Please do the newer one.
It's all on you, so it's...
To keep this interesting, let's go with the new Star Trek movie.
Thank you. I don't know anybody in it. Shoot.
There were a couple more answers floating around there.
What's their name?
Jake Gyllenhaal? Is he in that movie?
No.
That's not him?
No.
Emily is calling your bluff, in other words. So
you're done.
And Jake Gyllenhaal was not in that one.
So now, yep. Emily, you have to come up with a Star Trek movie.
Zoe, no, you said cast, right?
Yeah, I said cast.
Okay, Zoe Saldana.
Okay.
Yep, she was in it.
Movie. She's been in so many things.
I know, but I'm trying to think of that new one that was really crappy.
Why would you do that?
Because I'm just trying to think of what it is so it'll ease my mind, because I'm having problems thinking of what else she's been in, because... Okay. No, that doesn't work, because our rules has to have come out.
Yeah.
Crap. Okay.
Maybe we might have seen it then.
Yeah, that's a catch. I mean, I was going to go with the obvious answer and go with Star Trek 2, since it's in production, but...
That would just be dumb.
But it's not out yet, so you can't use it.
Exactly, which is why I did not take it. God, I can picture her in so many things, and I keep thinking of not her. I will... It's not Columbia. What the fuck is it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, see, now you know what I'm talking...
You just triggered me.
Yeah, it starts with a... It sounds like Columbia, but it's not Columbia. It's some weird name that sounds like Columbia.
Columbo.
So, I know, I just feel stupid for not knowing what it is, but just to...
I was going to say, you're dragging this out.
I know.
You're so close, though.
But it's because I'm trying to think of who it is, not like the wondrous selection to work with
just
kind of thing.
A movie that she's in.
I don't
know. Oh, you
know.
Don't know who she is.
I know who she is. I just can't think of anything else that she's ever been in, because I didn't really pay attention to who she was until Star Trek the movie.
Oh.
So I didn't backpedal to say, oh, she's also this. I've only noticed what she's come out with since. So I'm just going to say I'm calling your bluff because I'm retarded.
All right. What movie else was she in?
Yes.
She was in Avatar.
See, I still haven't seen that.
Very good.
So that counts as why I definitely didn't know that answer. So I'm out, and it goes to Adam with Avatar
movie.
Another Zoe Saldana movie?
Yes.
Okay. Why would you give me hints?
I mean, because it's fun.
Where was that when it was my turn?
I had nothing to help you with. I was trying to think of her name.
Zoe Saldana. Yeah, I know exactly what she looks like. But
there are two or three things that I can think of her in.
Can you? You're bluffing.
All right. She was in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Ah, you're right.
Look
she was.
She
no,
was in
what?
The second one.
I believe you.
Yep.
The second one.
She was in the first one too.
The first one and the second one.
Who'd she play?
She
was
the new
one chick.
Teodama.
Yeah. No. Not the sorceress.
Okay.
She's just on the crew.
Pirate who is the crew, and when Johnny Depp has to give up the Black Pearl, she becomes the new captain.
Yeah.
Anna Marie. Okay. Yeah, because
she's the one in the first movie who's like, "You took my boat. Yeah.
You took my boat."
I didn't know she that was she even that? In the second one. I don't remember.
No, she wasn't in the second one.
See, that's one of those things where I remember her face now, and it's like, yes, they do match, but it's like I didn't really think.
And
of
she
who
was
she
also
was at
the,
exactly
the first
my
film
struggle.
That I ever saw her in was that dance movie.
That dance movie.
It was
that one.
Step up.
Center stage.
I don't know. So Emily got that point.
Yay, that was fun. Thanks.
Oh, I like this new version a lot.
This is cool.
Yeah, I think it might be just the ingredient that buffering
needed.
Bluffering needed.
Bluffering.
So it starts with me and it goes to who faltered?
This guy.
You did.
So it starts with me and goes to you.
Yes. Adam. So I will go with Jennifer Love Hewitt movie.
Oh, man.
Please don't go with the obvious.
There are so many options.
No, there's one.
Realistically, there are two.
Screaming option. Yes, there are two.
There's one that he would recognize, and there's one that's her current gig.
Why am I drawing a blank?
Oh my God.
We all.
Do you not know who she is?
I know exactly who she is. I
don't.
Can picture her goofy smile.
I don't, Andrew.
Oh, man.
Well, that's just a transition from movie to TV.
Then the point moves over to Andrew, right?
Well, no, I haven't yielded yet.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's still going.
My bad.
Holy crap, what is wrong with me?
You can't block out 90s heartthrob movies on this show.
She was in that too. Oh man, I forgot about that.
What? Why?
Dang.
I'm going to feel like a complete moron as soon as other people start naming movies. But I'm...
Ooh.
I'm just going to respectfully bow out and
and move it on to Andrew. Yeah.
All right. I'm just going to take a stab at this in the dark. Flashdance. No?
No.
Okay.
I could have told you that.
Okay. Flashdance was like the 80s.
Footloose?
No.
Okay.
Still 80s. 80s.
All right. That was my backup, but
80s.
No.
So on to me?
Yes.
I know what you did last summer. Cast.
See, that one I never saw.
I unfortunately did, and it gave me nightmares.
So some guy that would have been around right around then, that would have been some generic male lead in this movie that I haven't seen... Oh God, Hannibal.
Hannibal.
No. Yeah, no. God, who? I've even had a conversation with somebody about this relatively recently, but not
with me because I had a dream about it.
Yeah, that'd be it then. I'm just going to concede because I haven't seen that movie.
Want to call my bluff?
No, that's what I'm doing is calling your bluff.
Sarah Michelle Gellar and Freddie Prinze Jr.
God, I wanted to say Freddie Prinze Jr., but I didn't believe in myself.
But you have to pick one.
It doesn't matter because no one else is playing.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, that is it.
Yeah, she squashed it
Gosh. Yeah, Emily's got two points.
To Andrew's 1 point to nil of us.
Yep. That was fun. Wow, nice job.
Why did you... Jennifer Love Hewitt? What?
Because I was thinking of Can't Hardly Wait, and I was hoping...
Oh, no, I did not see that.
Yeah.
That's on you, man.
Or her new show, whatever they...
She's on that new stripper show.
No, I was talking about her...
Oh, Ghost Whisperer.
No, that is old. What? Actually, she's completely done with that. Now she's on a new, stripper show.
Oh, good for her.
Where she strips, And it's on...
Good for her.
E.
Still no. got it.
I don't know. Oh, she yeah. does, actually.
Okay, well, so... Adam, you start and it goes to me.
She's hot.
I'm starting a lot these days.
Yeah, I'd like to start.
Well, you'd have to lose.
I'd have to lose. I've only lost once.
We should talk about dreams later. I've been having some good ones.
I've been having some really messed up dreams lately. They just totally screw with me. They're very unhappy dreams.
I was in the Red Hot Chili Peppers last week.
Oh, man.
It was crazy.
That would be a fun dream.
It was really fun.
So who do you think, Adam? Or what movie do you think?
Michael Cera movie.
Ooh, yes. Yeah. Okay. I could do so many of these.
I will say Arrested Development.
Ooh,
good.
Excellent.
Good answer. Good answer.
And yeah. I will also say Movie.
Oh, man. I was actually excited to play off that.
I know. I wanted to offer it out and then just swat it down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Juno. Cast.
Okay. Okay.
Ooh, there are some good ones there.
Yeah.
There are some excellent ones.
I think I'll go...
He's in that too.
Ellen Page movie.
Inception.
Yes.
Cast.
Please do it.
wait, let me think. Oh my God, what's that guy's name?
You
I know
who I'm thinking of.
I know what
of.
His name is.
We both love him.
No, I'm thinking of... Oh!
I know exactly what his name is.
I like that one too, but I think... I'm wondering if you're thinking of the one that I was thinking of for the initial.
I'm probably thinking of the same one that you were thinking of
okay.
for the initial.
Well, instead, I'm going to go with Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
That's the one
yes.
I wanted you to go with.
Oh,
yeah.
See, no, I was thinking of something else.
That's totally who I want you to go with.
And I will go with Movie.
Yeah, 500 Days of Summer Cast.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Who's the Asian guy that. Who's in Inception? Who's also in...
he's... oh, what's his name? I love him.
Just to give you a second to think, no, Andrew.
He's,
thank you.
He's
God,
in.
What is his name?
He was in The Last Samurai.
Yes, he was.
Steven. No, that's
no. no
that's,
Steven Abutman.
No.
Ha.
He's. He's not. He's not George Takei.
George Takei. It's okay.
He's.
Okay.
Is he Ken?
Ken.
Maybe.
It could. You could be Ken.
Watanabe.
Ken Watanabe.
Ken Watanabe. Yeah.
That's close.
Yeah.
Okay, Andrew. What do you got? Come on.
Amy Adams.
Nope.
No.
Okay.
Remember, quit stealing away
I'm
from
sorry.
It. They have to
I'm
lock
sorry.
In their answer. To
well, yeah. I knew it was going to be wrong, so.
Well, you still have to lock in your answer. Rules.
All right, I'll push the button. Amy Adams, final answer. Cast. But,
there. Now you can yeah. call shenanigans.
I call shenanigans.
Okay. You are correct, sir.
Yeah, I know. So now it comes to me
yep.
to name someone else who was on the cast of 500 Days of Summer.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I will say Zooey Deschanel.
She's wonderful. I love her.
And then I will say Movie.
And I will say Elf, and I will say Cast.
Will Ferrell, Movie.
Anchorman, Cast.
Steve Carell, Movie.
Stupid, Crazy Stupid Love, Cast.
Ooh. Thank you for making me watch that now.
Yeah, you love me, don't you?
Crazy Stupid Love. Oh, I saw that.
You did?
Yeah, I loved it. Oh, that one scene
it
was
so
just
good.
Shakespearean. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I don't think I know what you're talking about.
Shit. Who?
There are a couple very
there are
distinct.
Several huge characters.
No,
I know.
They're huge,
yeah.
but it's just
I know.
Distinct.
I know.
Think people. Of the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what the...
Oh, and I have a couple requests for answers.
Bouncing off. I'm super excited. I'm super excited.
I am bobbing
excited.
Up and down.
I am, like, frickin' excited.
Or you can pass.
No, I'm not going to pass. I'm not going to pass because it's on the tip of my tongue. Stop it.
Sorry, I was helping.
I am thinking that's not helping.
So now he's not thinking of the answer because he was thinking that that wasn't helping. Which sounds kind of like a Mojo Jojo thing to say.
Oh,
yes.
Jojo.
You are not saying helping me. I'm trying to think of something to say, but when you say something, I'm thinking about it, which means I can't think of something to say. Mojo Jojo.
Oh.
yes. Okay. Is that her name, though?
believe in yourself.
Just say it.
Mm.
Go for it.
Jillian Michaels movie.
Oh, so
you
close.
You were so close.
So close.
What is her real name? But you're helping.
I wasn't helping you.
Dan, no, you were helping Dan by saying that you were calling my bluff. I mean,
I knew that you were wrong too.
Knew that you were wrong.
Well, that's true, but
we said it at the same time.
Note this for later.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
Well, Dan. Yeah, that's the other thing, because both of you said no to Andrew's thing, so it's just the person who's...
Yeah, exactly. So, Dan, what's her actual name?
We're not actually supposed to tell, are we? Unless you choose to pick that character.
Well, I mean, I'm not picking that character. I can say it's Julianne Moore.
Oh.
Instead, but I am going to go with Emma Stone.
Oh, she was in that. Ah.
I love Emma Stone.
I love Emma Stone, too.
And I will say cast to keep it going.
Ryan Gosling. Ha movie.
So that's just to me now, right?
Yeah. Yep, just Dan and Emily now.
Boom, boom, boom.
Andrew and I are twiddling our thumbs. La-di-doo-di-doo.
I will go with Drive. Cast.
If, question.
Yes?
If I call your bluff and you can't do it, do you go out?
Well, then it would be down to you, so you'd get the point.
Yes.
I call your bluff.
Albert Brooks.
Who is that?
He's the bad guy in that movie.
And now you're out.
Yes.
That's okay. I honestly...
Well, you have 2 points anyway.
I haven't seen that movie.
I haven't either. I still have the digital copy.
So, Andrew has 1 point. Dan has 1 point. Emily has 2 points.
Someday.
I have no points. Sad
and,
times.
It's actually Andrew who starts and it goes to Emily.
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, I would like to go back onto something we kind of touched on.
Go for it. Would
be Arrested Development.
Yeah.
Cast.
Jason Bateman.
Yes.
Movie.
Paul. Cast.
You're bluffing?
Wait, what was your thing?
Jason Bateman. Mm-hmm. Movie.
Paul. Cast.
Was he in that
You're
movie?
Bluffing?
He was the lead.
He was the CIA guy.
CIA guy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
So get out.
Yeah, I'm out. I know.
You're out. Okay. So I said Paul Cast, so that means I am going to go with...
Why did I invent this game?
I will go with Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
Movie.
40-year-old virgin cast.
Yeah. Mm. Steve Carell. Movie.
You better not say Crazy Stupid Love. Better not say Crazy Stupid Love.
No.
We just did it.
Yeah.
Well, technically we could...
You could bring it back.
Wander back through it, but you would have to go on a different route. But yeah. We've kind of exhausted a lot of the
really good ones.
Yes.
We really have, yeah.
Yeah.
So I will go with
Ooh.
Bruce Almighty Cast.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do Jim Carrey Cast.
Cast. Jennifer Aniston movie.
Okay. Friends.
Oh.
Cast.
Awesome.
Open it up.
Awesome. Okay. Oh my gosh. Paul Rudd movie.
Oh.
Snap.
Oh.
Paul.
He was in towards the end of the season he played Phoebe's boyfriend.
Yes.
And they
Paul
eventually
Rudd.
Got married. That's right. That's Paul Rudd.
Thank you.
That's right.
Thank you.
So,
yay.
Right.
Paul Rudd.
Look it up. I have the box
set.
I have the box set.
Yeah, Paul Rudd movie.
Yep, movie.
Paul Rudd movie.
Ooh. Oh, that's what it is. That's right.
All right. Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Cast.
Oh, okay. Wait. Is it Kanu? What's the character he plays in that movie? The surf instructor?
Kaneki or something like that?
It's like Kanu.
Or something.
I love that character. It's so funny.
Okay, so that would put me at Mila Kunitz, and I will go with cast as well.
Okay. All right. That's an easy... You left me a softball. I'm going to do... Russell Brand.
Ooh.
Movie.
Ooh, Russell Brand.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Hop. Cast.
Oh.
Oh. Ugh.
Oh God. I can picture him. What is that guy's name?
I love this movie.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. It's
Oh wait.
Oh God, I can picture him.
I know. I never even saw that movie.
Oh God. Motherfucking Cyclops. Oh God.
What?
Yeah. No. Seriously? Yes. Yes. I could. Oh, I can't. I picture his face because I can't picture the chick because I didn't care.
Seriously?
About the movie by not seeing it ever.
It was so cute. I loved it.
Well, you're going to be seeing it every Easter now.
Yeah.
So.
It's totally like my favorite.
Oh, my God. Oh, and I watched the preview just once to see what it was about. Oh, God, what the fuck? Okay, I'm calling your bluff because I want to know.
George Lopez?
Oh, yeah, fuck.
Is that right?
He was the chick.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The angry, angry chick.
Okay, so I'm out. So it's George Lopez.
George Lopez.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
Let's see. Movie.
George Lopez. Ooh, movie.
I got. I had
oh
one
my
this.
Gosh, this is sad. He does voices in things like Hop. He did another one. Oh my gosh! Here's for the kill.
Okay.
Beverly Hills Chihuahua cast.
Oh snap!
Oh fuck! He was not in that, was he?
Is that your official calling?
No,
show?
No. I'm just really. I hate you. I'm gonna call your bluff.
Okay, that's a good call because I can. All right, I'll rattle off like another Hispanic actor that might be in that movie. Luis Guzman.
I will. Hold on, let me spell.
Get to the page. I honestly don't know. I was just throwing that out there, hoping that
I wouldn't.
Hoping you wouldn't call it. Like somehow you saw it, and like I just didn't know. But
okay, let me see here.
You know what? I might have been wrong altogether because George Lopez might not have even been in Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
He actually was.
He was.
That
I
was
think
my
the
instinct.
Main dog.
Now tell me. That Guzman's like third on the call sheet on that one.
No, he's not third. I'm kind of scrolling through, but it's a long list, so
it's a lot of cameos.
You know, I could just go the opposite.
What are some
way
other names on there, just for because I know I
don't recognize any of them.
Okay, that was my intention.
Love it.
I was hoping there'd be no one else in that cast that anyone would recognize.
It's pretty up there, except I recognize Piper Perabo.
Piper Perabo
was in it.
I wouldn't have known that though.
Scrolling back.
Who's Piper Perabo again?
Coyote Ugly lead.
Oh yes.
Rocky and Bullwinkle lead.
Piper Perabo. Yes.
Yes. Luis Guzman was
yes!
in Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Nice
yes.
point then.
Power
just throwing
play.
That shit out there.
Wow. That was
Stone Cold Bluff.
Oh I can't believe that.
I'm in shock.
That's how the game is played.
Yeah.
2 points, Andrew.
2 points, Andrew. 2 points, Emily. 1 point, Dan.
0 points, Adam.
0 points, Adam. And it starts
I don't even care. I'm in awe right now.
It starts with me and it goes to Emily.
That was legit, man.
Who does it?
Yeah, I'll fist bump that.
And I will say... something.
Not Rocky and Bullwinkle, the movie.
No.
That's not where we're going with this.
Although there are a lot of cameos that you could throw in there very easily. But no, I will say... God, we've been starting with so many actors. I want to try to start with a movie, but I don't feel confident enough to try to start with something that's out there. So instead, I will just say Moulin Rouge cast.
Nicole Kidman
good.
Cast.
Oh, no.
Who else is in it?
Oh man.
Luis Guzman is not in
no,
it.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
That was my go-to. This is a movie?
Off.
Oh, Guzman's got to be in it, right? Okay, Moulin Rouge. Is Lucy Liu in that? I feel like she was in that, but I'm not sure. I'm not setting myself up very good. I should have just set it with some confidence, and then maybe
you do have to lock it in. That's what
it is. Yeah.
No. I can think of someone else who was probably in it. No. I was going to say Cameron Diaz, but then I was like, no. I don't think that's her scene. it sucks that I didn't see this movie.
Oh, that would make it hard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was a kid when it came out.
Marquee like, with lights on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you all remember where you were when Moulin Rouge came out. So.
Yeah, I watched it.
I don't remember. I just remember watching it at a cast party in high school.
I remember watching it in my basement and making really snotty comments about it and getting hit with many a pillow.
Okay.
What do you got?
Lucy Liu, locking it in, movie.
You're bluffing.
Okay.
You're out.
How dare you?
Ewan McGregor was in Moulin Rouge.
He was the lead.
And I will say movie.
Okay. Movie. The first thing I immediately thought of was The Island. So I thought that was not.
Nope.
Yeah,
so
let's good. Move on.
So I will say, Trainspotting, and I will say movie again.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Just
get on the list.
He was in lots of things that I've seen. So many things that I've seen. Big Fish. Cast.
Danny DeVito movie.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Again, I'll say movie.
Matilda.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
cast.
Meryl Wilson, movie.
Mrs. Doubtfire, cast.
Yeah. Robin Williams, movie.
Oh, man. What do I want to say? What do I want to say? I think there are so many.
Why is Power of Love going through my head right now?
Because Mara Wilson was obviously in Back to the Future.
Yeah.
She was one of the pine trees.
Power of Love. Doom, doom.
No.
I'm gonna say
An answer.
I'll say
if you're legitimate.
Oh yeah, Aladdin. Cast. Oh.
Thank you. I was gonna be like, come on, dude.
Yeah, come on, Robin Williams.
I got you.
Robin Williams.
Aladdin, yeah, cast.
Oh. Fuck, what's his name?
I know exactly who you're thinking of.
Trollface.
Oh God, fucking Affleck.
It's an interesting way to go.
No, I just can't think of that guy's fucking name because oh, I had it for a second. Oh, fuck, what is that guy's name?
I'm sure all your viewers are just shouting at the top.
Yeah,
of their
yeah. It's Iago. Goddamn it.
maybe you're fixating a little too much.
I don't know the name of the dude who was also in Full House.
he was. That was Aladdin.
Yeah.
I'd call his bluff.
No, he knows.
He may not, though.
I'm calling your bluff. What's that guy's name?
Gilbert Gottfried.
God damn it. Gilbert Gottfried. Okay, well, then you have to go with...
So it's down to me and Emily now?
Yes.
Andrew,
are you out? Are you out?
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
You got Lucy Liu from the get-go.
Yep.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
I got an answer for this. I have two answers for this now. Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep. I got it. Movie? Yep.
That he was in?
Yes.
Oh, shit. I had it.
You know, if only she had listened to the episode with John and Joel.
Hold on.
There'd be a really good hint in there.
Be quiet.
Pertaining to John's behavior.
Hold on.
If you get my drift.
He was in...
Though there are a couple other answers that come to mind.
He's been in several things.
Yes, he has.
And right now I can only think of the... Oh, no. What were you in, person? Ballsack.
Gilbert.
Gilberto.
He was in... Problem Child? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Problem Child. Cast.
You're bluffing.
He was in that.
He was?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Because he was in two as the like a principal or a teacher or something like that. I'm trying to think of if he was in the first one because that was my first guess. I'm willing to believe he was. But I'm finding it very funny that no one said anything along the lines of Aladdin 2.
I was going to say that, but the thing is then it would come back to who else is in that movie.
I'd like to know who played Jafar because...
He was in Problem Child, the animated show, and I'm still trying to... And he was in 2, and he... When was that movie filmed?
Jafar.
Why did I skip over it? Problem Child, 1990, Mr. Peabody.
Yep.
Oh.
So Emily locks it in for the win.
She does indeed.
Which is good because we are going to change this game officially if we played the elimination version down to 2 points because we are way over again. So
a bit.
A bit.
Like, but did we start the round late?
No, we started like 3 minutes late by... perspective, and we are then, if we took that into account, we'd still be 20 minutes over.
Wow. Okay. Yep. We'll have to work out another maybe fewer points or something like that.
That was fun.
2 points. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I won the last time I was on, too.
Yeah. And since you won, you get to do the first plugs. Do you have anything coming up that you, well, you kind of mentioned the concert of the Peters.
Right.
Tickets still available?
It is, I believe that there aren't even tickets.
Just kind of a show up at...
I'm pretty sure...
Show up, yeah.
Yep, you show up and you give donations if you want to, but in Decorah, Iowa at Luther College. Tonight was the Collegiate Homecoming Concert Tour, and this Friday is the Aurora, which is the Freshman Women's Choir, and Norseman, which is the Freshman Men's Choir, combined concerts. It is the last concert in which Dr. Timothy Peter will be leading one of his ensembles. And there's drinks and meetings afterward with the Peters. If anyone is interested, I will definitely be in attendance.
And you can probably go to luther.edu probably
to
find
information about that.
In the Center for Faith and Life?
Center for Faith and Life, the CFL, as they say. And I'm pretty certain it's either at 7 or 7:30. And I am on Twitter at... DYESEM01. Follow me.
Stuff on there.
Yeah. Mm. Lots of stuff. I'm also on, you know, other things too. Like
Pinterest.
And Pinterest. Oh man, am I on Pinterest? Freaking love Pinterest.
Just got on.
I am obsessed. Though I haven't really spent a lot of time on it in the last 2 weeks, but I feel stride coming back.
Hmm.
Andrew.
Thank you. I'll take it from here, Adam. I have a Tumblr. I have a Facebook. You can go to my website, Google, and search for them. It's not my website. I should legally claim that I don't own Google. But, yeah, you can catch me in my basement playing Skyrim if you need me.
Yeah.
Because, as I might have mentioned...
Who's Ruda?
Yeah, but here's my problem. I'm so pissed off. My PS3 broke. Sent it back. Hard drive's wiped. No data. No backup. I gotta start all over. Gotta beat all my games over again. I have a stack of games up past my knee. So if you need me, you can catch me at my house. I'll be trying to play catch up in those. It'll be awesome.
Priorities, man.
Yeah, and then you're on Twitter too, right?
Yeah, I'm at Vitamins3 at Twitter. Course.
I'm keeping it to myself.
Okay.
Thanks, Adam.
Yeah. That's plugs.
Yeah, I'll throw a plug out there for Mindwave Comics. You can check us out at mindwavecomics.com. On behalf of Dave Wheeler and Samir Barrett and Heidi Folland and all the other kooky Mindwave crewies. And I'm on Twitter, as always, at ADAMERDMANN. And I guess, yeah, you can find me on Last FM too if you really want to. I'm ADMAN7, Adman7, and I've had that screen name forever. But anyway, yeah, that's enough for this week. Dan.
Okay. I recommend that everyone go see the Pirates movie coming out on Friday from Aardman Studios featuring... that British guy.
And those other British guys.
I can't think of his name.
Oh, very specific. Merchant.
Hugh... No.
Hugh Laurie?
No, the other one.
Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant.
Yes.
Hugh Hefner.
Yes. I'm definitely going to check that out as soon as I can, so that's going to be a fun time.
Pirates.
Hubert Humphrey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Pirates Band of Misfits.
Yes
the claymation movie.
Not
yes.
The porno.
It looks really
good. It's a plunderful life.
It is a plunderful life. Let's end on that.
No. On top of that...
And on that bombshell.
Other than that, everyone should definitely watch the Kentucky Derby on the 5th of May because... That's a fun 5 minutes, and then you can just go back to whatever else you're doing.
Cinco de Mayo.
Or you can gamble money and have fun with that, and I endorse gambling on that aspect because it's
grab
just so
more
interesting.
Coronas.
You can find me on Twitter at Dan L. Whalen, WHELAN. I think that's about it for me.
Oh, Whalen.
Oh, Whalen. Oh, hi.
God.
Except that's more Scottish.
Seamus.
Seamus.
But you can find Buffering at bufferingpodcast.com. You can find us on iTunes by searching for Buffering, my name, Adam's name, our guests' names. You can find us on Twitter by going to Buffer Podcast or just typing in at Buffer Podcast. You can find us on Foursquare by actually coming to the Frank Oz Memorial Studio. But let me know if you're here because it'd be weird if you were here and I wasn't otherwise. Talking to you, James. You can also visit us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/Frank Oz Memorial Studio.
And Buffering is on Stitcher, as always. Well, as of recently. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
So thank you for listening to our 31st episode of Buffering.
Woohoo!
And check in next week with us. See you guys next week.
Bye bye.
See ya.
Oh, that picture of me.
Say bye,
awful.
Emily.
Bye.